stand up paddleboard the length of Britain. They do it. So, because we've had many fundraisers do John O'Groats to Land's End. This is altogether different. We'll speak to Dave and Sophie in the next bit.
We're going primitive now. This is paddleboarding, which of course, I mean, everyone's into paddleboarding at the minute. It's unbelievable. You can readily get these paddleboards, you know, quite cheap. And people are really getting into it as a hobby and a sport. The two people are attempting to be the first pair in the world to stand up paddleboard the length of Britain. They are Dave Chant and Sophie Witter. And Dave and Sophie join us now. Hi, morning both.
Morning, James. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. It's great to speak to you. I'll apologise in advance because there might be a bit of a delay on the line. That's the only thing about technology, broadcasting from home.
Oh, don't worry.
Test and trace. So we're gonna talk over each other. It'll be a bit messy, but that's all right. We'll see how we go. This journey that you're doing, it's going to be Land's End to John O'Groats. When do you set off?
Well, weather is our best friend at the moment, so we're watching the weather constantly. We are hoping that there might be a weather window at the middle of next week, so that would be ideal, but we have to keep watching the wind, checking the weather app religiously. So as soon as we know, we'll be letting everybody know.
And what sort of route will you take? I'm guessing, will you have to hug the coast quite tightly for safety reasons?
So it's always a balance, James, between hugging the coast and sometimes getting the worst of the swell down in Cornwall and actually getting a little bit further out where the tide and the water is actually a bit calmer. But we'll be hugging the coast when it's safe not to, as in when it's not safe to go out. But yeah, hugging the coast, Cornwall, Devon, Bristol Channel, popping on the canals, coming out at Blackpool area, and then doing the west coast of Scotland and then the east coast.
This is a long way for you both to go. Obviously, you're experienced stand-up paddleboarders, but you must have to do a certain amount of training to have the physical strength and ability to go that far.
Well, we kind of see ourselves as like the every man, every woman. So we only started paddleboarding last summer. We both fell in love with the sport. But yes, we have had some training since we started kind of this story and wanting to go on this journey. So we've had some fantastic training from a company up in Wales who did some safety and rescue training with us, and another one actually in Cornwall in Newquay. The amazing Sam Stark and his team did some safety training with us, took us out to improve our paddleboarding skills and showed us some of the area and what we'd be contending with.
I mean, at the end of this, you're going to have arms like Popeye, aren't you?
That would be lovely, yeah.
I should think so. So it's going to be a lot of challenges, as you say. It's weather dependent. You might have, I suppose that might give you a break a certain number of days. Have you got a time frame that you want to complete this in? Because that's a long distance, isn't it? 1,600 kilometres.
It certainly is.
Yeah, we put a time frame of 2 to 3 months on it. Obviously, weather's not your friend, and probably 1 or 2 days a week we'll be off the water. Getting started is the hardest part because, as you know, Cornwall is rife for being the surf capital of the UK. And whereas the weather might be great in other parts of the country, getting that weather timing at Land's End is critical because it's a pretty gnarly part of the world. So we 2 to 3 months, we've put everything on hold. We just don't want the winter coming in before we finished.
You're both amazing. We're going to support you every step of the way. Let us know when you do set off. Just give us a text and we'll keep in touch and announce it because everyone will want to follow your progress. And you can do that on their website or social media. If you go to the website, which is supitandc, spelled S-E-A-C, .uk, so sup, S-U-P, itandc, S-E-A, .uk, or on Instagram, search for supitandc. And you can see Dave and Sophie, the first ever pair to paddleboard from Land's End to John O'Groats. They will be setting off from Cornwall as soon as the weather is with them, and we wish them luck. We'll do some weather in a minute after this from Jess Glynn. BBC Radio Cornwall.